I want to share with you a story that happened in Lakewood 2 weeks ago in a store. And I heard this from the person who it happened to. The person told me as follows. He was in a store shopping, and it's not necessary to say what kind of store, but he took out his checkbook to pay. And he told the store owner, like as in a joke, he said, you probably don't get too many checks these days. Everyone uses credit cards. So the store owner said, you're right, that's true. And I do not encourage checks. He said, I'll tell you why. He said, before Pesach, somebody came in and they bought something. I made a purchase, $350, wrote me out a check. It was a lady and the check bounced. So he said, I called up, you know, tried to get hold of the lady. It was difficult till I finally got hold of her. And the store owner is a very nice person. And he told the lady on the phone, he said, listen, your check bounced. I realize, you know, you must, you know, maybe short on money now. He said, I'm not going to harass you. I'm not going to call you. When you have money, please come by the store and pay. And the lady burst out crying. Now, what would me or you, a regular person hearing this story, do? Say, nebuch. Nebuch. And now, let's move on. Listen to what this person did. He said, okay, I'm about to pay and someone else is waiting online. He said, as soon as we finish paying, I would like him privately, if you can maybe tell me the lady's name and see what I can do to help. So the person next to him online said, why is it necessary for you to find out the name of the lady? Take away her COVID. He says, why don't you just write out, if you want to write out a $350 check, just write it out and leave it blank and give it to him. So listen to his penetrating answer, what he told him. He said, "Stay tshuva ispedaver." There's two reasons why I need to know the name. He said, the first reason is because I don't have $350 extra to give. I'm going to have to go out now and try to approach someone that's wealthy, tell them the story, and I have to, you know, check out, know what's going on. He said, but that's not the main reason. The main reason is because if a lady bounced a check of $350 and she burst out crying, she has no money to pay it. That means that she has a lot bigger financial problems than $350. So I need to find out who this is so we can help her in a real way. This is such an amazing story. It happens not to have the happiest ending because he told me when he went in private with the store owner, their store owner said he had ripped up the check and he's not pressuring her and he's waiting for the lady to come back to him. She never came back and he does not recall her name. He said, maybe he'll look it up, if it's possible, if he spends a lot of time finding out the name. But as of whatever, he does not know the name. And he said, but he told the person, I'll keep you in mind the next time such a story happens. But what's so amazing about this story, there's two points we have to learn out. The first point is, a need arises. We've said over numerous times in this podcast on Chesed, the mitzvah of Chesed is action. Not saying, oh, yeah, I feel so bad. Maybe I'll even say some tehillim for that lady. That's not what chesed entails. Chesed means doing something, taking a real action to alleviate the problem of the person. To go ahead and see, what, let me actually do something. Then you could daven also for siyata d'shmaya for the person. But you need to actually do an action. So there's two points that we learn from this story. Number one, the person was not wealthy. He didn't have a check to write out for $350 himself. He saw that Hashem put the need in front of him. He was going to approach some people that he knew had money and say, here, I found a real tzairik, a real need. And he wasn't happy just with that. He was going to go further, find out the name and try to really help her in a real way. That's called being roidef after chesed. And I want to end this pointing out this thing. A lot of times people say, I don't really have, you know, chesed doesn't come my way. But if we open our eyes, we learn from this story, we'll be surprised how many cases come in front of us. How many cases that if we tune ourselves in, that when I see a need, I want to try to take action. And if I'm not able to take action myself, yes, if I'm sitting in the store and I hear this lady saying how she can't get her child into a school, or I hear something, whatever, my mind starts working. Let me find out, what school are you trying to get into? Maybe I know someone there. Maybe I have an uncle who was once guest of honor in that school. Maybe I have a connection. Maybe I know a Rav. Maybe If we hear a situation, we hear a case, Hashem made us hear it for a reason. Like the Baal Shem Tov says, anything that we're out, that Hashem made us hear, made us see, there's a reason why He made us hear it and see it. May we always be zeichel that any time an opportunity of chesed presents itself, we should have enough seichel to grab it.